glad you're here. Delicious Rita, knowing you're near. So good to see you. Hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Psalm 32, verse 8, I will instruct you and teach you in the way which you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. Oh, friend, it is so good to be reminded that his eye is upon us. Amen. Hey, I hope you're doing well on this Thursday, final Thursday of May 2016. It's Joey Kroll with you. Welcome to yet another edition of Mark and Friends on this Thursday, May the 26th. Getting ready for a three-day weekend. Yes, Memorial Day is on Monday, and Memorial Day is a federal holiday here in the U.S. for remembering the people who died while serving in the country's armed forces. So before we start our program today, if you've served in our military, thank you for your dedication. We also remember those who went before us protecting our country and the freedoms that we have today. You know, you see in the headlines today of some of the international countries, some of the other countries that don't have the freedoms that we have today, and just makes us so blessed. You know, pastors, we have the ability to preach and proclaim the word of God, and we don't have to do it underground either. So we have lots of freedoms in this country, and that's what we remember and celebrate, and those who brought us that freedom on Monday, Memorial Day. Well, I hope your week is coming along. Yeah, it's already Thursday, getting through a busy day yesterday. Yesterday was Wednesday, of course, I think, right? It was so busy, I don't remember what day it was. Yes, Wednesday. We had I just had a super, super long day. Started bright and early at 6:30. I did not come home till around 9 o'clock last night. Just left at 6, came home at 9. It was one of those long days yesterday. So praise the Lord for his strength. Amen. Hey, you know, we are getting ready next month for the Ivan Parker concert. And I tell you what, just the other day, I was just going through my Ivan Parker song collection, and I was just so blessed. He's got a wonderful voice. Oh, my word. I can play his music on in the background for 24 hours straight and still be blessed each and every hour. So I think maybe we need to dig up an Ivan Parker song today. That's probably what I'll do here. But he's coming back to the area Saturday night, June the 11th. If you remember, last year he came along with the Singing Men, and they're going to be doing that as well this year. But just a great night. He sang Midnight Cry, and just everybody was on their feet singing along, lifting up their hands. Just, it was an incredible night last year, and he's bringing that back and more this year, Saturday, June the 11th, 7 p.m., First Baptist Church of Champaign in Savoy. General open seating, $10 when you pre-register at our website, or you can pay at the door the night of, which is $15, or you can take advantage, which I'd encourage you to do so. The Artist Circle reserve seating. It includes reserve seating right there close to the stage, and a meet and greet with Ivan Parker. That's at $25 for the Artist Circle reserved seating and meet and greet with Ivan. Again, when you pre-register at greatnewsradio.org. Now, if you don't have access to the web, just call Karen here in the front office. She'll set you up. She's the setter of the uppers right there. She's the setter upper right there. 217-367-7777. 217-367-7777. It's going to be a great night. It's going to be a night filled with blessings. I'm serious. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful night. Saturday, June the 11th at 7 p.m. Hey, we're also getting ready for our trip to Israel, February 22nd through March the 3rd, 2017. It's a 10-day life-changing trip to Israel. And the theme this year is See and Savor the Holy Land. You know, Psalm 34:8 says, taste and see that the Lord is good. Now, there's an early bird special going on right now for this trip to Israel. This is something you don't want to miss. Maybe you've been talking about it for quite some time. One day I'd like to go to Israel. One day I'd love to see the sights of where Jesus walked and go to the places that I've read in Scripture so many different times. Well, maybe that one day could be today. You can get more details on the trip to Israel by going to our website, greatnewsradio.org. There's a little tab up there at top that says Israel trip. There you'll find some literature, details, information, all that stuff. Again, greatnewsradio.org. Well, coming up here in a few moments, we're going to take a look at the book of Acts, Acts chapter 26, and we're going to discover how Jesus can transform even the most hostile opponent into a faithful believer. We're going to take a look at the testimony of the Apostle Paul right after this. Hey, some Ivan Parker music on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends on Great News Radio.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. My chains are gone, set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me, and like a flood his mercy rains, unending love, amazing grace. The Lord has promised good to me. His word, my hope secures. He will my shield and portion be as long as life endures. The earth shall soon dissolve like snow, the sun forbear to shine. But God, who called me here below, will be forever mine. My chains are gone, I've been set free. God, my Savior, has ransomed me, and like a flood, his mercy rains, unending love, amazing grace. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior. Amazing grace.
Well, thank you so much for listening to today's edition of Mark and Friends. It's Joey Kroll with you. And I'll tell you what, sports fans, they take it hard when someone changes sides. Right, in baseball, for example, the classic rivalry between Boston, the Red Sox, and the New York Yankees was ignited when Boston traded and sold Babe Ruth to New York. The Babe switched sides, right? You know, my wife and I, we went to a Chicago Blackhawks game. I think it was earlier this year. Yeah, it was earlier this year. We went up to Chicago, went to the United Center, saw the Blackhawks, and the Hawks played against the Dallas Stars that day. We lost 5-0. I don't want to talk about it. I'm still going through therapy on it. But there were two team members that used to play for the Chicago Blackhawks. People we used to cheer and celebrate, we now boo because they're playing for the other team. Switching sides, friend, is often perceived as negatively, right? That was the case in the Apostle Paul's conversion and faith in Jesus. Because originally called Saul, he was a rising star in the ranks of Judaism, serving as an aggressive defender of the Jewish faith against the new movement of the people who claimed the resurrected Jesus was the Messiah. But then, praise the Lord, Paul changed sides. Something had happened to him. In fact, more accurately, someone had happened to him. So if you have your Bible, go ahead and turn to Acts chapter 26. And today we're going to talk about how God can transform even the most hostile opponent into a faithful believer. Oh, thank you, Lord. Acts chapter 26, verses 9 through 20, it says, I too was convinced that I ought to do all that was possible to oppose the name of Jesus of Nazareth. And that is just what I did in Jerusalem. On the authority of the chief priests, I put many of the Lord's people in prison. And when they were put to death, I cast my vote against them. Many a time I went from one synagogue to another to have them punished, and I tried to force them to blaspheme. I was so obsessed with persecuting them that I even hunted them down in foreign cities. On one of these journeys, I was going to Damascus with the authority and commission of the chief priests. About noon, King Agrippa, as I was on the road, I saw a light from heaven brighter than the sun blazing around me and my companions. We all fell to the ground, and I heard a voice saying to me in Aramaic, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? It is hard for you to kick against the goads. Then I asked, Who are you, Lord? I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting, the Lord replied. Now get up and stand on your feet. I have appeared to you to appoint you as a servant and as a witness of what you have seen and will see of me. I will rescue you from your own people and from the Gentiles. I'm sending you to them to open their eyes and turn them from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to God, so that they may receive forgiveness of sins and a place among those who are sanctified by faith in me. You know, friend, it is becoming more common, unfortunately, I should say, than ever to meet people who are strongly opposed to Christianity or any belief in God. I mean, people reject the faith for many reasons because, you know, they're probably offended by the gospel of Jesus, who calls them sinners. You know, I heard somebody say one time, they say, you know, I can prove to you that man did not write the Bible because the Bible talks about sin. Think about that. Maybe another reason they are opposed to Christianity is that they don't like the exclusive claim that Jesus is the only way to God. In fact, to be honest with you, every religion has an exclusive claim. They maybe question any belief in a God who allows suffering. See, at one time, Saul of Tarsus was deeply opposed to Christ and his followers. In fact, he was a ringleader to seeking their destruction. Today, however, most people remember Paul as the apostle who wrote much of the New Testament, right? But Paul never forgot who and what he had once been. See, by the time we get to Acts 26, we just read, Paul was arrested, taken into custody. He spent more than 2 years in custody. Before presenting his case, which we're reading right here, we just read in Acts 26, before the king, King Agrippa. So how did Paul defend himself against the charges? Well, first he confessed that he formally supported the Jewish animosity towards Christ, right? He had been consumed with hatred and rage toward the followers of Jesus. He openly admitted to casting believers in prison, seeking their deaths. And by acting on the Jewish authority of the Jewish chief priests. You know who the chief priests were? They were composed of the current high priest, the former priests, former high priests, leaders of the 24 orders of priests serving in the Jewish temple, the captain of the temple police, the priest in charge of the finances, and a few other high-ranking officials. So in other words, there were a lot of spiritual people there. And in Acts 26, verse 12, it says, on one of these journeys, I was going to Damascus with the authority and commission of the chief priests. That's what Paul said. So by acting on the authority and the commission of the chief priests, Paul believed he was doing the will of God. I mean, after all, these are spiritual people. And isn't it strange to think of someone so opposed to Christianity? I mean, somebody who was out arresting and murdering Christians. So opposed to Christianity. Ultimately falling in love with the Christ of Christianity. Isn't that cool? But as we've seen with Paul, it happens. Praise the Lord. That's why I want to view people, all people, with the eyes of Jesus. You know, with all this stuff with ISIS and terrorists overseas beheading people and so forth, the hard reality is for me to just kind of sink down is God loves them too. He doesn't, certainly doesn't approve, but he loves them. 2 Peter 3:9 says, the Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, he is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3 says, this is good and pleasing in the sight of our God and Savior, who desires all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. They may oppose the gospel now, but they can just as readily convert to faith in Jesus Christ and become a great witness of his power, just like Paul. So Paul, still speaking to the king, described the unmistakable nature of his encounter with Jesus. He reported seeing a bright light, hearing a clear voice, and being asked a simple question. All three came from Jesus. And I always wondered what was going through Paul's mind when he saw the light, he saw Jesus. Jesus spoke to him and said, why are you persecuting me? I always wondered what was going through his mind, really. Like, oh man, I was so wrong about this Jesus stuff. And instead of giving Paul a death sentence, Jesus gave him two things here. He gave him a rebuke. He says, it is hard for you to kick against the goads. This was a common phrase, which is an analogy of someone kicking against a pointed spike. To do so is pointless and painful. But he also gave him a call. I love this. Look at this verse 16 here. He says, now get up, stand on your feet. I have appeared to you to appoint you as a servant and as of witness. Watch this. Of what you have seen and will see of me. Friend, that's not just for Paul in the Old Testament 2,000 years ago. It is for you and for me, friend. He's appointed you and me, the children of God, the body of Christ, to be a servant as of witness of what we have already seen and what we will see. Friend, I hope you can hear God's grace in those words to Paul. Friend, no matter what you have done or how sinful you've been, you can never be so bad that Jesus can't change you. You cannot make him stop loving you regardless of your failures or opposition to him. Jesus knows your name and he chooses to pursue you even in your rebellion and stubbornness. Why? Because he loves you. He loves you. Because he wants to save you. And because he has a plan and a purpose for your life, just like he had for Paul. Friend, if God can use Paul, he can use you. If he can take a murderer into a messenger, then he can redeem your brokenness for his glory. See, when Jesus transforms you from the inside out, you will discover, as Paul did, that you can't keep it to yourself. The news of what Jesus Christ has done for you is too good to hide. Friend, the practice of switching sides has a stigma in our society, but there is one switch that all people need to make, the switch from death in sin to life in Christ. The Apostle Paul made that switch, and we all have benefited from it. Amen. So if you've made that switch as well, it's time to help others do the same. Yeah, the Maranatha Singers right here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. And great is the Lord. Well, friend, I do thank you so much for just your time and your attention today and, your ears as well. You can always catch up with me. I love hearing from you. My email address is joey@greatnewsradio.org. Again, that's joey@greatnewsradio.org. And, yeah, when you have some time today, be sure to pre-register for the Ivan Parker concert Saturday night, June the 11th, 7 p.m., First Baptist Church of Champaign in Savoy. Again, you get more details on that and other upcoming events at our website, greatnewsradio.org. Well, coming up tomorrow, Mark and Jason in the studio to help you get through your Friday morning. It's always a hoot with them, too. That's coming up tomorrow morning for the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. Until next time, friend, I do thank you so much for listening. Just remember, though, that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.